This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. military says it had to destroy a surveillance drone in the Black Sea after an encounter with Russian fighter jets, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Pentagon says two Russian jets flew near the MQ-9 drone for more than a half hour in international airspace.
They collided with the aircraft, damaging the propeller, and essentially putting in a situation where it was unflyable and uncontrollable, so we brought it down.
Brigadier General Pat Ryder, even as Russia denied hitting the drone. It appeared to be the first time the Cold War's height that a U.S. aircraft was brought down after being struck by a Russian warplane. The State Department's Ned Price says Washington was summoning Moscow's ambassador to lodge a protest. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Syrian President Bashar al-Assad arrived in Moscow on Tuesday on his first official visit outside the Middle East since last month's devastating earthquake, according to a statement from the Syrian presidency via the Telegram messaging app. Assad would hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin during his visit, the statement said. Russia launched a military campaign in Syria in 2015 that helped to turn the tide in the civil war in favor of Assad with massive aerial bombardment of opposition-held areas. Pakistani police and supporters of Imran Khan clashed outside the former prime minister's home in Lahore on Tuesday, wounding several on both sides ahead of his expected arrest, a government spokesman and witness said. Footage from local TV stations showed Khan supporters face-to-face with police officers chanting slogans. Fire was also seen burning at a distance. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Tropical Cyclone Freddy has ripped through southern Africa in a rare second landfall that has killed at least 219 people in Malawi and Mozambique since Saturday night, with the death toll expected to continue to rise. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Heavy rainfall pounds the city of Blantyre in Malawi. Local police spokesman Aubrey Singenyama says the fatalities are continuing because of the severe weather.
We are conveying the dead bodies whenever we have found them to Queen Elizabeth Central Hospital mortuary, of which is currently now full.
In Mozambique, Freddy made landfall in the seaport of Kelimani, where strong winds destroyed houses and farmlands. The Associated Press filmed displaced people sheltering in classrooms as the storm raged on. It's the second time the record-breaking cyclone has made landfall in mainland Africa. I'm Karen Chamas.
A soft-spoken former Turkish civil servant dubbed Turkey's Gandhi is uniting a divided opposition ahead of May's presidential elections. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
74-year-old Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu brought his CHP party back from the dead. His 400-kilometer march for justice from Ankara to Istanbul over the jailing of government critics morphed into one of the first major mass movements against President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's rule. With Kılıçdaroğlu's coalition of parties that includes nationalists, Islamists, the left and right, he promises an end to political and ethnic polarization in what many see as the biggest challenge to Erdogan's rule. Dorian Jones for VOA News, Istanbul.
Facebook parent Meta is cutting thousands of more jobs, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
CEO Mark Zuckerberg says this will be tough, and there's no way around that, he says. Facebook parent Meta is slashing another 10,000 jobs, and it won't fill 5,000 open positions. Last November, the company announced 11,000 job cuts. What's going on? Well, last month, Meta posted falling profits and its third quarter in a row of declining revenue. It pointed to a downturn in online advertising and competition from rivals like TikTok. Tech companies have been hiring aggressively for a couple of years. Now they're starting to let some of those workers go. I'm Rita Foley.
Greece will next week start resuming rail services suspended following a train crash, the country's deadliest rail disaster on record, a state minister overseeing transport said on Tuesday. Passenger and freight services on the routes have been halted since the train crash on February 28th, which killed 57 people and injured scores. Find more on our website or on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.